Is that Irish music?
It was actually the Dropkick Murphys, which some would call Irish music. It's more Irish Catholic Boston music.
Sure.
AKA my aesthetic music.
I am singing it because today is St. Patrick's Day, one of my favorite days of the year.
The day when St. Patrick died for our sins.
Not what happened.
I think so.
What book are you reading?
The book from the community. Whoa.
Your segues need work, my friend.
I know. Well, you can't out-segue the segue master.
You can't. You almost bow down before me, like they did in this cult. Not before me. Again, see, your bad segueing has rubbed off on me. We're going to talk about The Community today,
which is not that shitty TV show.
How dare you call Community shitty?
It was bad.
It was a tent pole.
I don't know what that means, but it was written terribly.
Well, you're wrong, and we're going to have a discussion about the continuation of our friendship after this podcast.
We'll have it out. Well, do you need me to move closer? Is this good?
I think we're fine. Just project. We're sitting on opposite sides of a table in our Paris apartment, which is very glamorous.
We just had some delicious bread and rosé.
And we're just honoring our people by getting
shit-faced tonight. Okay.
But today we are talking about The Community, which was not a great show on NBC, but a terrible cult based in Kansas City, Missouri.
Mm-hmm. Now, we just had to say the words Kansas City, Missouri. That should have, gone without saying.
Ooh, we're going to alienate Middle America. We have listeners in Alabama, Anastasia.
I know, and you insulted them last night.
Yeah, but it's fine. Okay. It's fine when I do it. I'm quirky.
You're quirky and people like you.
So we're going to talk today about a group that split off of what was the International House of Prayer. Now, the International House of Prayer is an evangelical Pentecostal Christian religion that is also based in Kansas City, Missouri.
Yes. Okay. So it is an evangelical charismatic group. And I didn't know what a charismatic group was, but that means they emphasize the work of the Holy Spirit, spiritual gifts, and modern day miracles as everyday part of your life. So I still don't really get why that makes it different.
When I think charismatic, I think of a lawyer who's really up on his tricks.
I think of a cult leader.
That too. So in 2005, IHOP, as they call it, not the pancake chain, IHOP as an International House of Prayer, they began to have splinter groups breaking off of them. And one of those is The Community, which we're focusing on today. It was started at a college, which I thought was very interesting.
Yes, Southwestern, correct?
Southwestern University of Texas, yes. That was interesting to me because I'm a sucker. Well, we're in college, and one of my favorite books in the whole world is The Secret History by Donna Tartt, which is a little bit about kind of cult behavior out of college. Ooh. And how it leads to the death of many people.
Naturally.
And so this was really interesting to me to sort of hear about people who are in our own age group and in our similar circumstances.
They're turning it into reality.
In 2005, a boy named Tyler Deaton was a student at Southwestern University in Texas. Now, he was raised as an evangelical Christian, as were many of his friends, as is a large group of people at Southwestern University in Texas, just because that whole area is part of the Bible Belt, where Jesus is just emphasized real hard.
Real fucking quick.
They go up to 11 on Jesus. Oh, how they love that dude. Tyler was a pretty charismatic kid. He was obviously, had to be, he's a teenager. And he was drawing in all these other people. He claimed that he could tell what other people in his friend group were thinking when they were sinning. He said he could feel in his own body what God felt about us as human beings. He started to lead prayers like IHOP, like prayer groups, but he started to start spouting his own teachings. He started to sort of amass his own group of followers. There's a great article that I got a lot of information from. It's called The Seven Signs That You're in a Cult. And it was written by a man named Bose Harrington. It's about 3 years old now, but it's really great because he was a member of this group, of The Community. And he talks all about what went down. And he said they had a meeting in early November of their freshman year, like a prayer meeting, where Tyler started to claim that he could heal people through praying. There's many very famous passages in the Bible about Jesus touching people and curing them of leprosy, or Lazarus, who he literally brought back from the dead,
right,
and things like that. Tyler started to spout similar things, and they tried to heal a girl who had cerebral palsy.
Uh-oh.
In the group. They pulled her out of her wheelchair, dragged her around the chapel, Shockingly, this did not cure her cerebral palsy.
Hallie, I'm shocked.
You're falling off your chair.
I just thought it was gonna work, you know?
Beau starts talking about how Tyler became really zealous, like even more so than evangelical Christians are already led to be.
Which they're sort of known for.
That's why that's evangelical, kind of yeah. evangelical is a word synonymous now with going over the top. And he talks about how there was another girl in their friend group, and about 24 people by 2007 started to follow Tyler. And Tyler came back from a summer trip to Pakistan and announced that God was going to launch a spiritual revolution on their campus. And he was going to get rid of all the liberal coddling that was going on. Sound familiar, guys?
Oh, Jesus.
And that it was their job to be the last generation.
Yes, because part of IHOP's beliefs, like the sort of the founding belief, is that Jesus will be coming within the next 50 years or so.
And that we're all going to get raptured, or all the good people are going to get raptured, and there won't be need for more generations, because everyone else will die. And so he believed that they're part of the last generation. Again, this all of his beliefs sort of splintered off of IHOP, but became more extreme. And one of the people in this group of friends who sort of became his followers, besides Bose, was a woman named Bethany Liedlin. Bethany told Bose many times how much she wanted to marry Tyler, how they were destined for each other. There was just one little problem, and that is because Tyler was a...
homosexual.
Big time.
Also a cult leader, but girls, Hallie and I have both been there. You can't...
Do you mean with gay guys or with cult leaders? Because the answer is with both.
I meant more for gay guys. I don't know that many cult leaders that I'm aware of, but yeah, girls, don't fall for the gay guys.
It's
a trap.
But the thing is, Tyler was the type of gay guy who was extremely against homosexuality.
Oh, what?
An evangelical kid internalized homophobia against himself?
I can't believe that.
That's not every after-school special from the mid-90s. So Bethany would talk all the time about how they were going to get married. So she became she's part of our notable craziness, but she did marry Tyler despite the fact that he was a homosexual.
I just want to say that in Tyler Deaton's own words, he knew he was gay.
Yes.
He said, to me being gay meant you were this messed up, even villainous person, and you couldn't love God.
That makes me really upset.
So, in that vein, he said that's why he does not identify as being gay.
You can't.
Guys,
you
that's
can't.
Not how sexuality works. Maybe one day we'll learn. Maybe.
But we didn't in 2007.
So, anyway.
So Tyler's building up this group of people. He starts to tell everyone that God is now acting directly through him, which is always a good sign that someone's mentally stable.
Yeah, he's definitely a... He has a lot going on in his little head there, I think.
Tyler starts to shun people from the group. He starts to make everyone else sort of ignore them as punishment to isolate them for things he believes are a misdeed.
Oh, shit.
Bose starts talking a lot about the things that he considered to be misdeeds. Like, Bose was a man. And
yes.
he said that if he was scratching another man's back, that was a sin because it was gay. And he said sitting around next to someone with a blanket over your lap was a sin because it was suggestive.
What?
This is, honestly, so much of this comes from this guy's just inability to accept the fact that he liked dudes.
This is, like, such a perfect metaphor. Or, not metaphor, but what is the word I'm looking for? Like, just
allegory?
Such a perfect example of just a fucking gay guy who can't accept it and becomes, like, a religious crazy Christian and fucking takes it too far. You hear it so often, and this is just such a prime example, I feel like.
And it really is, and it's that whole turn your inner hate outwards thing.
Yeah.
And I really don't like that.
No, it's not classy.
Bose also goes on to list Tyler had all these behavioral modifications for everybody.
Oh, Jesus.
Which were meant to, you know, counteract all the gay, all the sin.
All the gay sin.
He calls them behavioral modifications, and here's a list of them right here. People were giving up their nicknames. They were all called by their Christian names, which is obviously the name
What's your Christian name?
Hallie, Bernadette, Regina, George.
Nice.
Yeah. They were distancing themselves from their romantic partners who were not in the group. They took break from listening to music, playing music, learning music.
Well, which is weird because both Tyler and Bethany were musicians.
I think they did that stereotypical thing with, like, we tell the followers to do this, but we don't. So Tyler made them give up all this stuff because he thought they were developing attachments to it.
But they also had, like, weird interests. Like, they were really into the Chronicles of Narnia and
Well, that's interesting to me because the Chronicles of Narnia is known for being a Christian allegory series.
Yes.
Like, Aslan's supposed to represent Jesus, etc., etc.
Which is understandable, but, like, if you're not Harry allowed to have Potter. A nickname, it's weird to me that you're allowed to, like, read a fantasy book.
I have a dear friend who was raised in a pretty strict Christian household, and he was not allowed to read Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Because they thought it promoted Satanism and witchcraft.
Yeah, they were really into fantasy fiction, which is not the same as fan fiction, is it?
No. Okay. Fan fiction is fiction written by the fans. It's not short for anything.
That's what I thought. But anyway, isn't that bizarre?
Mm-hmm. Bose also said that he was forbidden, specifically when he displeased Tyler, from reading and writing because he was a writing major. And that's what he loved to do, so Tyler took it away from him. He was also forbidden from having serious conversations with girls because they didn't want to promote sex.
Again, Tyler, again. How many fucking times?
And he was forced to wear new clothes, which Tyler picked out. It does not specify what these clothes were, but one has to wonder.
Oh, Jesus.
So this leads us into our notable craziness. So Tyler is running this cult from about 2005. It starts getting real intense in 2007. He just split off from IHOP.
Mm.
And you know it's bad when an evangelical Christian organization is like, hey, buddy, calm down a little bit, which is what they had to do when Bose was excommunicated briefly in college, and he was like, everyone won't talk to me, and they're like, he's shunning you, so they sent people from the evangelical church to Tyler to be like, you gotta chill out, dude.
And I want to just say, IHOP is run by Mike Bickle, who is like a very famous author, preacher, person, and he's one of the Kansas City Prophets, which is like a group of evangelical preachers.
It is in the Bible Belt, smack dab in the middle there. So it's
So he's the one who's like dealing directly with what's his name, Tyler Deaton.
So Tyler's running around. In 2012, he and Bethany get married. Bethany Leland, which leads us to our notable craziness, which is the death of Bethany Deaton, maiden name Leland.
Yes.
Bethany died in 2012.
October 30th, 2012.
So the day before Halloween, which probably doesn't mean anything, but I think is spooky.
It's my Aunt Chrissy's birthday.
Good for your Aunt Chrissy.
I thought that was cool that her birthday's the day before Halloween.
Isn't your sister's birthday around there?
She's the 16th.
Ah.
Yeah. And I'm the 5th.
I know you are the 5th.
You're June 27th.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Nice. Bethany was found dead. It looked as though she had committed suicide. And this is where it gets a little foggy.
Yes.
Because what I read was that in 2014, a cult member named Micah Moore,
mm-hmm.
who was one of, he was Tyler's right-hand man,
yes.
Went to the police on the day of Bethany's funeral in Arlington, Texas, and he turned himself in for her murder. He said that he had suffocated Bethany and that he and the other men in the group had had sexual relationships with Tyler because, as we said, he was gay. And together they had assaulted Bethany.
Sexually assaulted her multiple times, and they were scared she would start talking about it.
That's why Micah said they killed her.
Yes.
And that is what I found out had happened. But then Stassi hasn't... This was written in June of 2014, where I found this information on The Atlantic. And Stassi has some from several months later.
I'm on Rolling Stone. And so... they have an editor's note, right at the top of the article, that says, in October 2014, nearly a year after the story appeared, the case against Michael Moore was dismissed. So basically, all the things he confessed to, which he later actually recanted, they were all proven to be untrue, and the evidence is now, like, overwhelmingly positive that Bethany committed suicide. And that Micah and Tyler had nothing to do with it, although both were obviously suspects for quite a while. So let's talk about Bethany's death, and then we'll talk about Tyler and Micah's sort of like involvement in that whole situation.
All right.
So she's found on the day before Halloween, 2012. She's found in the Longview Lake Picnic Shelter, which is in Kansas City. She's found in a car in, like, a tracksuit, I think, or something like that, with her, with a plastic bag on her head. A plastic.
That's just like Heaven's Gate.
Kind of, oh, yeah.
The trash bag with the, that's so weird.
So she has a bag on her head, and it's tied under her chin. She's got the jogging suit on. And she also has a suicide note in the console of the car, which is a tan Ford Windstar van, which that just doesn't sound good.
Also, that seemed like relevant information.
This is a very detailed article.
All right, continue. A-plus reporting, Rolling Stone.
So she worked as a nurse at, where did she work? Menora Medical Center.
She was 27 years old when she died. This was after college.
She was supposed to be, like, a really good nurse, like, very promising future kind of hold that whole deal. And then she had a bottle, a 200-count bottle of Tylenol PM.
That she had swallowed?
I don't know if she had, I think she must have swallowed those, but I just remember that, like, a lot of the sort of suspicion was cast on that because she was a nurse, so she had, like, a lot of access mm-hmm. to, pills and stuff, like strong shit, and she still chose not to take the strong shit. She chose
to take Tylenol.
Right.
And I know people have taken too much Tylenol before, and...
Ooh, okay.
And what happens, the worst thing that happens...
How do you take too much Tylenol?
Well, you're trying to kill yourself.
Oh, well, sure, there. I thought you meant, like, accidentally.
No, although I have accidentally taken too much Tylenol.
How, Hallie George?
Because I'm not a smart woman.
How many Tylenol have you taken?
I took, like, 4.
That's not too much Tylenol!
But I took them within a 12-hour period, and you're not supposed to do that.
Oh my god, Hallie, I thought you meant you took 4 at once, and I was still, like, gonna be like, no. You're gonna live. Wait, I don't take Tylenol, I take ibuprofen, because Tylenol will destroy your liver.
That seems like something you made up.
No, that's a thing. They, like...
Stassi's anti-vax, everybody.
I'm not anti-vax.
Just like Jennifer Simpson and that guy from It's Always Sunny.
Is she anti-vax? Not that I would expect her to be otherwise, but that's just stupid. No, I think anti-vaxxers are fucking idiots.
They are, and they all deserve to burn.
Anti-vaxxers are idiots. Don't take Tylenol, take ibuprofen, because Tylenol will destroy your liver, and it destroyed a bunch of babies' liver, because they would give it
to them. Well, they're babies. You're not supposed to give babies medication.
But they do it in the hospital. Like, I was listening to it on NPR. Anyway, what was I talking about, Ellie?
I was basically saying, if you take too much Tylenol, it's really hard to kill yourself with Tylenol. But it just PM. Makes your it just makes your face hot, is what Tylenol happens when PM. You overdose on Tylenol.
Tylenol PM.
Yep.
Okay, anyway. After her funeral, or at her funeral, or whatever... Micah Moore, follower of the community, walks into the Grandview Police Department and confesses to the whole affair.
They have a transcript of his confession online. It's very long. I suggest you read it if you want to weigh these facts yourself.
Yeah, that would definitely... very good. But it's all proven to be untrue. He just was clearly, like, not a very stable person.
Well, he was in a cult. And that makes you wonder, because he was so close to Tyler, did Tyler send him there to say something?
That's a very good question. And people would be like, Tyler Deaton, did you kill your wife? And he was like, no.
He left?
Yep.
He's fucking guilty.
He's fucking suspicious, and don't follow his cult, please, people.
So I guess this sort of transitions us into where are they now?
I guess so. Also, just one more thing I would like to add. At the time of her death, she was still writing, it was only 2 months after she and Tyler had gotten married, and she was still writing, like, thank you cards.
That sounds like something they say on Dateline.
I know, right?
Like, Bethany was murdered while she was still writing her thank you cards.
Which is bizarre. But, okay, can I tell you what I think it was?
You tell me.
I think she just realized he was gay.
How did she not know?
Well, if she's raised in, like, a fucking evangelical life her whole life.
But Bowes said in his article that Tyler had, like, acknowledged this stuff.
Maybe she thought he was, like, had finally successfully repressed it, and then she, like, maybe she caught him fucking all those guys, because apparently he fucked all the guys in the cult, mm-hmm. and then she was like, I can't do this, and was so overwhelmed, and blah, blah, blah.
I guess maybe it's just because... We were raised in, you know, liberal nonsense where I had a best friend who came out when he was 12 years old. Like, it was just, we're raised in different ways, so it's very easy for me to see.
Gay?
Queer, yeah.
Sure.
And, I don't use that as a slur, by the way. I use that as an umbrella term. I know it's can be a...
I didn't know queer was a slur.
It's not... It's complicated. I'll explain it to you after the podcast. Okay. But I use that as just an umbrella term.
Sure.
And...
Isn't that... That's what Shelby said, right?
Yeah.
I feel like if Shelby uses it, it'll be okay.
Then it's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Our roommate Shelby is probably the most well-read person we know on matters of what is offensive and what isn't.
Hi, beautiful girl. How you doing?
We love you. We miss you.
We do. I hope your hair is still curly.
It's probably still curly.
Okay, great.
So basically, we were just, it's hard for us to realize because we were just raised in a place where it was so accepted and it was so normal. It's just sad to me. It makes my heart hurt that people hurt themselves so much, like internally over their sexuality.
I mean, I feel like we're casting Tyler as the victim here.
Which we shouldn't do.
But, I mean, the point still stands.
The
but
point still stands.
He's not a victim. The second you start a cult and start manipulating other people,
you become the abuser.
Yes, you are no longer the victim.
But my whole point was that it was just strange, it just weird to me that so much stemmed from people's inability to accept just the simple thing that is really not...
You're not evil. You can still have, what did he say? You can still have a relationship with God. You're not a villain. It just means you like dudes. Like, who the fuck cares?
Amen, sister. So, where are they now? They're still around. They're
just chilling.
They're a really small group, though. They have about 24 members.
I mean, that's pretty much as big as they were.
As they were. But yeah, they were never a massive group.
Still, like, the same members.
I guess. I mean, if you donated this much of your life to this cause, you're not going to back out now.
Yeah.
So, you know, I wish them the best. I hope they get out. I hope they all sort of...
accept themselves and find themselves.
Find some peace.
Don't mysteriously die in cars.
That is the community.
Thank you, Hal.
Thank you, Stassi.
No, thank you.
Do you have any recommendations?
Oh, fuck me. Why don't you go first?
This is an old recommendation, which will just show you how long it's been since we were recording live.
Oh, no.
But I really enjoyed Netflix's A Series of Unfortunate Events.
That came out.
Like, 2 months ago.
Sure.
And I didn't read those books when I was a kid because I'm a big fraidy cat. And those books seemed scary to me. And then I watched the series on Netflix recently and I'm like, this is delightful. I really am enjoying this world. I'm enjoying the way they don't talk down to kids. I'm enjoying Neil Patrick Harris and the children actors who are pretty great.
Yeah.
So yeah, I recommend that. It's like 8 episodes. You can tear right through it. Oh, also, unexpected Will Arnett in the episode.
Which- I know! The second I saw it, I was like, I have to tell Allie.
I'm so basic.
It's okay. So as she drinks her rosé.
I'm drinking rosé. Yeah, and I'm wearing my Converse. And earlier I yelled at her, do not drink that. That's my rosé, you bitch. I'm so basic.
But it's okay. We're still
chugging along.
Chugging right along.
At least we are not as basic as this girl we saw today on the street. Who was shopping at Abercrombie and Fitch. She was an American girl, because I heard her talk. And she had come all the way to Paris to go shop at a store that we have like 17,000 of in our country.
I mean, if you're in Paris, I don't know.
Do Parisian things.
I can't judge. Who am I to judge, as our Pope says.
Our Pope doesn't say that. The Bible says that.
No, I thought he said that when they were like, what do you think about gays?
That's true. He did say that, but I was thinking of Matthew 7.
At Tyler Deaton. My recommendation is explore your sexuality. It took me a while to figure out, like, my own.
Dude, me too. It's...
It's... You know what? If you just accept it, like, at face value, you haven't thought about it enough, I feel like.
I was going to say that... It's Matthew 7. It's judge not, lest ye be judged, which is probably my favorite line in the Bible, except for the part where Jesus screams at a fig tree.
Oh yeah, we were talking about that this morning.
Which I dare you to go find because it's hilarious.
Okay.
And it's really there.
I'm going to start our next episode reading that quote.
Nice.
Okay.
So judge not, lest ye be judged. Contact us at cultsofourlives@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Hallie Regina.
Follow me at Wednesday Sisters 1010 on Insta.
There we go. She's finally plugging something. Lahayim.
It has nothing to do with the cult. It's just Instagram account me and my sister share.
Her and her sister share an Instagram account, and her sister and her sister's friend have been with us in Paris.
They're getting dinner right now
at like a fucking Michelin star restaurant, and we're just drinking wine at the counter.
Rosé and baguettes for us.
And also, you know what, though? We accept this about ourselves.
Yeah.
And that makes us happier people.
Yes, absolutely.
So yeah, we love you. Be excellent to each other.
And be careful because it is a jungle out there.
Bye, guys.